I need one interpreter, but my English no is correctly, no is good. Is possible? Yo vivo en el este de Los Ángeles, en un edificio para personas de la tercera edad.
Building for senior citizens.
Nos han quitado realmente la vida. Nos han quitado el 30 y el 31.
They removed 30 and 31st. 31.
No podemos
we can't.
Okay, ir a nuestras vecinas.
Señor, por favor, lo que dije es que lo que pasó con el 30 y el 31, hoy tenemos que hablar de las líneas que estaban en la noticia pública. Lo que pasó con el 30 y 31, por favor, si puedes hablar con el señor Hilmer, no podemos hablar de lo que pasó antes. Tenemos que poner nuestra atención en lo que va a estar pasar en el futuro.
Señor, creo que hay un concilio para organizar este tipo de cosas, y no es justo que dejen a una comunidad sin servicio completamente. No es justo.
Sí, señor, yo comprendo, pero también hay reglas que tenemos que competir con esas reglas esta noche. Tenemos que hablar de las líneas que están listas esta noche.
Señor, los niños se van a pie a la escuela. Los jóvenes se van a pie a la universidad.
Señor, yo
personas no tienen con qué trabajar.
Señor, yo comprendo, pero las reglas son las
reglas. No se puede comprender nada porque somos humanos.
Por favor, tenemos reglas aquí. Tenemos que ir con las reglas.
Nosotros también somos humanos. Nosotros también somos humanos.
Señor, tu tiempo ha acabado.
Y merecemos respeto.
Tu tiempo ha acabado, señor. Muchas gracias.
Merecemos mucho respeto.
Tu tiempo ha acabado, señor. Muchas gracias. Y por favor, no podemos oír esta noche de la 30 o 31. Por favor, deben de ir al consejo local y por favor, habla con el señor Hilmer.
The 30th on the paper, I just want to remind you, the 30th on the bulletin, on that, the 30.
Okay. Para clarificar, okay, señora, por favor. Señor, okay, señora, por favor, no es tu tiempo. No es tu tiempo, señora. Señora, no es tu tiempo. Okay. Lo que está en la lista es un segmento, no es la cancelación de la línea que pasó antes. Por favor.
And they're part of
okay, okay.
But so, remember, the 30 line is on the.
Yeah, but they're talking about. Okay. Por favor, disculpa. Señores, señoras, por favor, disculpa. Me explicaron ahora que sí había una decisión que podían venir a hablar de la línea por completo, no de la parte. Por favor, yo pido disculpa. Yo no comprendía, ok. Disculpa. Y no voy a.
¿Preparado?
Ok, señora, por favor, ten respeto, señora. Ok, por favor, ten respeto. Ok.
Respétenos a nosotros. Nos está doliendo.
That's fine. Next. Enrique Velasquez.
Ana Maria Rodriguez, followed by Brian Allen, followed by Robert Ramirez.
Ana Maria Rodriguez. Ana Maria Rodriguez. Okay, let's skip that aside.
No miedo.
Followed by Robert Ramirez, followed by Maria Gallo.
Can I Transit service economies are desperately needed, but most of the proposals here tonight are irrational methods of doing so, detrimental to MTA's own self-interests. It is irrational to propose to cancel weekend service on Line 751, the expedited service north-south through the east side, while spending, after having spent hundreds of millions of dollars to expedite service east-west through Boyle Heights and the east side. Most people, and by the way, how does the Gold Line East Extension rank under the boardings criterion for the Metro Rapid Service? I must know that fact. Most people lack the time to shop in Huntington Park and Lincoln Heights during the weekdays. It is an unacceptable deterrence for them to have to take the slow local service Line 251 on the weekends. Moreover, the cancellation of the weekend service will undermine the ridership on the Metro Gold Line. Sir, ladies and gentlemen, staff has unfairly deprecated the time savings on Line 751. I know from personal experience, checking the timetable,
sir, if you could
that it is
it up,
often
sir?
Quicker to take the local bus service from Cypress Park into downtown LA and
up,
back
sir.
Out along Whittier or Olympic to Soto Street. Therefore,
sir, your
it
time
is
up, sir.
Unacceptable to delete
sir,
on the
your
weekend
minute
service.
Is up, sir. Thank you very much.
Robert Ramirez, followed by Maria Gallo, followed by Maria Elena Tarajo Castaneda.
Hello, my name is Robert Ramirez. I'm a citizen of the East LA community. I'm concerned about what has happened to our public transportation. The MTA has taken the local bus lines 30 and 30 away, 31 away from the community that used to run east along 1st Street past 1st in Indiana, replaced it with the Metro Gold Line on 3rd Street. The Metro Gold Line does not meet the needs of the community along 1st Street. These 1st Street lines have always been a major public transportation route for the community. These lines would essentially take you all the way past downtown to the west side. As a result, it has created a hardship on the local citizens who depend on these lines. Public transportation for the community has become worse, not better. The people who depend on it most, this is because there are no connector lines that make the Metro Gold Line more accessible. The fact that the people have been literally waiting at the bus stop with no bus in sight. This has created a hardship for the local citizens who are of low socioeconomic status, senior citizens, single mothers, and community college students who attend East LA College. Please reinstate Line 30 on the east side before you extend on the west side. Thank you.
Anna and Rosa Amezcua.
Mi nombre es María Gallo.
Do we have a translator?
My name is.
Y gracias por escucharnos.
Thank you for listening to us.
Porque siempre hemos ido a los meetings de ustedes.
We have always attended your meetings, and you told us to come here.
Y no nos ponen atención.
And you don't pay attention to us.
La comunidad necesita de
the community needs a lot of services, mainly the buses.
Yo tengo negocio en la tercera.
I have a business on 3rd.
Nos afectó la línea del
affected
del metro.
By the metro line.
And, el metro va vacío.
Rail line. So
no
the
lleva personas.
Metro is empty, no people.
Y nos,
there.
Aparte nos quitaron los
besides
buses.
That, the buses have been taken.
Si por favor piensan más en
out.
Las personas,
so
los
I want
humanos.
You please to think about the people as human beings.
De nuestras necesidades, porque
think
no
about
todos
our needs.
Tenemos la oportunidad de tener un carro
we,
para salir
we don't
y pasearnos
we
y
don't
tener
have
un buen
cars.
Trabajo.
All of us, we don't have that pleasure to have one car to go out and take trips.
So, gracias.
So, thank you.
Gracias.
Followed by Rosa Amezcua and then Dana Gabbard.
Maria Elena. Okay.
You can reach.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Maria Elena Castañeda. I've lived in Los Angeles. I lived for 10 years and 45 in Monterey Park. And I've been working for those 54 years for at the same place at Garcia's Jewelers. And my transportation is 1st Street. for First Street, and I go to church, I do my marketing, and I go to the doctor, and I go to the my pharmacist on First Street. You remove my transportation, and I'm speaking not only for myself, but for the hundreds and hundreds of people who have been affected. Students going to East LA College, mothers with children traveling on these lines. That's line 31 and 30th. And this is a very busy section, and you should have never removed that. Yes, I have the gold line, but that doesn't help me at all. And I have only used it once since it started, and it was just for pleasure. My son insisted on taking me for a ride, and I accepted. But it leaves me very far from work. Yes, I'm still working. And now that the days are dark, get dark earlier, my boss used to give me a ride in the evenings. It takes me an hour and a half to get to work in the mornings, when it used to take me half an hour. So that's a lot of difference. And I'm speaking for a lot of people and mothers with children who are struggling. And I don't think that's fair. I believe in progress, but I don't believe in hurting people. And a lot of people are being hurt. They are, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Dana Gabbard, followed by Monroe Jones.
Hi, good evening. My name is Rosa Mesqua, and I'm from East Los Angeles, and I would like to say that we have done everything that you ask us to do. They ask us to get our signatures. We collect the signatures, which I talk to Gloria Molina's office, and they send us to send it here to Juan Gay Plaza to Mr. here. And
you have those?
Sorry, I have the name here. Okay, that's for Tom Harney, which I mean, we mail all the signatures to them, and we haven't received any answers. It's been 6 months since we've been trying to get the line back. As you can tell, all these people, and thank God for everybody that is here, because they've been leaving their jobs, their families, and some of them, they left work early. So for a person to earn minimum wage, it's really, really a hassle to leave your job, to come here, to let you know that we really need the line 30 and 31. You're extending it to the west, please extend it to the east. We need it to Atlantic Boulevard, that we can get connection to the gold line. And you are really missing a lot of future customers, because the line is a really good line for the metro. But we need customers to reach the gold line. Okay.
Thank you. Elsa, I'd like to make sure, I don't know if that's your only copy.
Yeah, but I have copies.
It is your only copy?
I talked to him already. Yeah,
okay, good. I want to make sure that he gets
hear from
it.
Me.
Okay, thank you.
Dana Gabbard, Paul Bro Jones. And then the next person has only put their first name, which is Agnes, and I would ask them to identify by their full name when they get to the podium.
I brought 7 extra copies for the... You can distribute them. Okay. I'm a bus rider. I live in MacArthur Park area. My name's Dana Gabbard. I'm going to read a short statement. Theories are fine, but transit service is not a simple game of numbers. And causing disruption in people's mobility out of dire desires to squeeze larger loads onto buses and save relatively little seems a poor idea. In sum, far too many of these proposals are theory-driven and divorced from reality. They're impractical, and they're going to be very disruptive for the passengers. This meeting should have been held on a Saturday, like some of the past all-region meetings. And it's unfortunate that many of the hearings are being held at inconvenient days and times for those of us who work 9-to-5 jobs. And the level of information, the job that the Metro Communications Department did for these hearings was abysmal. Maps were made available to the sector, to the governance councils, but none to the public. The website only in the last day or so even started to post links to the additional information that was promised over a week ago. And all we get are excuses. This is the 21st century. We are in the Jetsons age, not the Flintstones age. Stone age communication is not acceptable. Thank you very much.
Jones, followed by Agnes, and then Regina Montano.
I would also like to read into the record that the lines that he commented on were 96, 704, and 460.
Good evening, Metro Governance Council. My name is Monroe, and I am a constant Metro bus rider, and I'm a disabled passenger. And if you cut the line 757 and the 96 and other buses, It will be detrimental and devastating and destructive to the members of this community and to those who are disabled, who are seniors, who are children, who are parents, and those who cannot, who are transit dependent. Please, please protect our bus lines. Do not cut service and protect those single most important investment, our children's future. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you, if you.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. Evening.
Y por favor, si puedes dar tu apellido, por favor.
Regina Montaño, para servirle.
Regina Montaño, at your service.
Vivo en el este de Los Ángeles.
And I live in East Los Angeles.
Desde hace 50 años.
50 years ago.
Desde
I've been living there.
When
we were paying 25 cents all the way from Whittier to Wilshire Boulevard.
Y vengo a pedirles,
I'm here to ask you,
toda la
you really have
chapa,
to
con eso de quitarnos el servicio 30 y 31, y aunque
you
ya
remove
no
30 and 31, even though
hablando,
you don't wanna, you want us to talk about it, I demand you, on behalf of all the people of my age, that... My age.
Me da porque no podemos andar trasbordando los camiones.
Cannot be going from bus to one bus to another.
No lo quitaron.
You should have a very good service.
Paso,
I don't know why you removed it.
De paso,
on the other hand, and I'm sorry, I'm from a village, even though I've been living here
50 años.
Since 50 years ago.
Soy respetuosa.
I'm a very respectful person, and I would like to apologize.
Y de paso, me saluda usted a
and by
Gloria
the way,
Molina.
Say hi to Gloria Molina.
Followed by Leopoldo Meda.
Hi, I'm Agnes. I'm Agnes McBride, and I'm happy that you're all trying to help us, but looks like you're not offering any help.
Agnes, I'm sorry, we didn't get your last name, if you could.
McBride.
Thank you. I'll start over.
Okay, good. All right, please go ahead.
I want to give you an instant about this morning. I traveled from Mission Hills to Alhambra. I waited at the bus stop at 5 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock I saw the 734 there, and it had only 3 passengers. Why can't that bus have a request stop at Lassen and Sepulveda? Because most of the passengers there are going either to Oxnard or to Roscoe. But it was not so. The 234, which you are going to take out, is coming only at about 5:30 in the morning, which reaches at Oxnard at about 6:47, and then you go run across to catch the Orange County bus. By the way, I've had 2 knee surgeries, and I'm running with a cane. Can you beat that? Anyway, I take that bus, and then here we go. 6:30, I'm at Union Station to catch the 70 bus to go to on Garvey and Kasuda Canyon.
Your minute is up. If you could please wrap it up.
So you know what? We need the 258 also, because the 258 takes me to the doctors, takes me to the Yonemoto physiotherapist, and there are so many people who are just housekeep workers who are taking that bus to go and clean other people's homes. Hey, you're going to stop that bus, and you're going to give a lot of people, I don't know what, headaches. So I would request you to have the 234 or have a request stop at Lassen and Sepulveda by letting the 734
okay,
stop
Agnes,
there
I'm
by
sorry,
request.
Agnes, I'm sorry, your time is
stop
up, Agnes.
By request.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I am also thank you very much.
Thanks.
Enrique Velasquez and then Janice Williams.
Hi, my name is Leopoldo Meda. Thank you for having me. I'm from Rosemead, Almani. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep this under a minute because I really have to go pee. But, you know, I just suggest people here want a little bit more than a minute. And you guys look like educated people. You know what's going on in Egypt. So I suggest you listen to the people. That being said, you've heard all the sob stories. I'm not here to give you a sob story. I'm here to tell you just ask some rhetorical questions, and for her to be heard, actually, yeah, her too. Just some rhetorical questions, because I don't assume you'll answer them anyways, and if you do, I don't even know if I trust you. So, that being said...
Sir, do you have lines that you'd like to
yes,
comment on?
Yes, okay, all of them.
Do.
Okay, that being said, I'm wondering, you guys are you guys the board? I don't know. No, they're not?
No.
Okay. Well, whoever the board is, I'm wondering to you guys, anybody, what speaks to you? Not who, but what? Is it God? Is it money? I don't know.
Hey, sir, I'm sorry. Your minute is up, sir. I'm asking for time.
I just have a few more rhetorical questions.
How do you determine which lines you will cancel?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm honestly wondering. This is my first time here.
Sir, I'm sorry. Your minute is up. We have the minute limitation to make sure that people don't leave. We want to make sure that everyone's here. Well, if you can put it
on a Saturday or maybe when people actually had time to come, that would help.
Thank you very much, sir. Your time is up.
Último, a la gente en español les quiero decir, cuando no hay autobuses, ¿qué van a hacer la gente pobre? Cuando no hay autobuses, ¿qué van a hacer la gente pobre? ¿Les pueden prestar sus carros, por favor? Gracias.
Followed by Janice Williams, followed by Matt Williams.
Enrique Velasquez? Enrique Velasquez? No.
Janice Williams?
Good evening. My name is Janice Williams. And I'm here to plead for my 757 neighborhood bus. These buses are very spacious. I don't have to stand up. It's very fast. And it's a gift to us rather than the local bus where we can't even get a seat. And the 550, it goes to so many connections. It goes to Carson, San Pedro. What's going to happen to the people working there or going to the hospital? And the 550... You know, the 460 is a working class bus. I feel safe on the bus going to Norwalk. It's almost going there directly. It makes two stops. People are going to Disneyland, working there. I see so many people working, so many people going to Knott's Berry Farm, working. It's a working class bus. So many tourists on the bus. It's like taking away a gift. I've been going on that bus for many, many, many years, and it's like taking away a gift from us. Please don't take away my 757 bus. You know, the buses are so crowded. I love getting that bus. It's so fast. Please don't take it away. Thank you.
Fred Lane, followed by Martha Jimenez.
Hi, my name is Fred Lane. I'm a real estate broker, and I also have a couple of businesses in East Los Angeles. And, listen, first of all, I'd like to apologize to you because we were told by Mr. Colvin that we were being allowed to talk about the 30 and 31 lines. Well, that is why we're here. We're not here barging in. We're not, you know, whatever. We're not looking to create a big problem. We were told that we would be able to express our concerns. I'm a real estate broker. I've been in East LA all my life. My grandma, my mom, everybody's took the 30, the 31 lines. It's very important for the community. You have to know the demographics of the area so you can understand what that bus line means to the community. Our particular location, I don't know about anybody else's, I'm talking about the 30-31 line, East Los Angeles, our only transportation for the people coming, that's the Olympic Boulevard, that have to come up to First Street, or Atlantic Boulevard, or Dozier, whatever section you live, Mott Street, Soto Street, in order to get to where our businesses are on First Street, without that bus, there is no other way. The Gold Line does not serve. The Gold Line comes, stops on Indiana Street. All the businesses are east of Indiana Street. We have no way of getting there.
Your time is up, sir, if you could please wrap
it
up.
Okay, thank you. And listen, we appreciate you giving us the consideration to reinstate our lines.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is Matt Williams here, or do we skip?
Okay. Yeah, actually, Matt Williams was skipped, so just give us a second. You'll go right after Matt.
And then after Matt will be Martha Jimenez and then Tony Jin.
Hello, I'm Matt Williams. I'm representing the college students of Los Angeles. Yes, I'm against all the cuts, especially lines 102, 209, 305, 439, and 550. Well,
305, starting with that one. I'm getting enough credits to get transferred to UCLA, and you canceled that line long ago, and then you ended up bringing it back, and then you went to cancel that one again. It's very convenient for the people down in the Watts area because of the fact that you get connections to the Blue Line, to shopping centers, and to UCLA. Now, 550, I go to the Harbor Medical Center. If you take that one down, it will be extremely inconvenient. And since I work in Southgate, taking line 102 would be absolutely devastating. How would people get around? And my mother takes the line 209. She spoke earlier. She takes that to Gardena. She needs to take that bus to church. So these lines, please, I beg of you, do not take any of these lines away because that would be devastating for the communities that all these lines serves. And one more thing, college students would agree with me about the line 305. So whatever you do, I beg of you, all the lines that I've mentioned, do not take those away. Thank you.
Thank you.
Martha Jimenez, followed by Tony Jin, followed by Gary Watkins.
Martha Jimenez. I'm a City Terrace constituent in the jurisdiction of Supervisor Gloria Molina. And I am also a board member for the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles. I am here to urge President Don Cannavi from the NTA board and board members to please reinstitute back line number 30 and 31 along the historic route of East LA. It is highly needed by senior citizens, entire families, people with different multi-needs, and children attending 35 different schools within the local district, 5 for the Los Angeles Unified School District. In addition, children and students need to take the bus to get to East LA and Cal State University. The businesses in East LA along First Street have suffered drastically with such implementation of a wrong public policy in transportation. Instead of empowering the community, it's disempowering it because now they are about to close their businesses. Finally, I urge you to not stop line number 71 because it connects two hospitals to the entire community, which is County USC Hospital. Finally,
please wrap it up, please.
It's Mariachi Plaza. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tony Jin, followed by Gary Watkins, followed by Kenya Zambrano.
Hello, my name is Tony Jin, and I applaud the audience and all the comments that they've made. I think they make very, very good arguments to keep many of the bus lines. I will be speaking specifically about line number 485, which connects Altadena through Alhambra and then to downtown. This particular line is probably one of the ones that could be eliminated. I know that's kind of contrary to the theme of what everyone's sharing tonight, but this particular line is one that has other lines that run the same route. There are alternative buses to take that are actually faster and cheaper to take to get to downtown. At the same time, this is a line that has very low ridership. I've taken it myself. I see it. Most of the time, there's about 2 to 4 riders. So to take a big, I don't know how much a bus costs, $300,000, $500,000, to chauffeur 3 or 4 people at a time just doesn't seem like an efficient way to go. So I agree with everyone else here on all the other lines. 485 is the one that I think could be eliminated.
Thank you.
Before I call the next three names, I am down to my last 3 requests to speak. So if anyone wants to be heard and you don't hear me call your name now, you do need to fill out a request to speak before we close the process. Gary Watkins, followed by Kenya Zambrano, followed by Wayne Wright.
I would like to offer some general comments about the proposed changes. There's an old joke in this city that the only people who ride transit are those who have to. In other words, I think it would be to everyone's best interest if Metro could be more attractive to the discretionary rider. Unfortunately, these proposed changes, like most of the ones in the past, seem to be moving in the opposite direction. Many of these changes require additional transfers, either to other metro lines or other transit systems. This obviously increases travel time, and particularly when the connecting bus may either be late or already crowded. So it's been my experience in the past that the more transfers involved and the longer the running time, the more Metro loses the discretionary rider. So specifically, I would encourage some alternatives. For example, instead of having the 704 end at Alvarado, or the 2 end at Union Station, or the 577 end at the VA hospital, continue them over their present routes on a discharge-only basis, which would eliminate local traffic, improve running time, and at least allow the through passenger to get to their destination without a transfer. The question of travel time does not seem to have been an issue in any of these proposed changes, and I would encourage staff, and maybe somebody has already done so, to compare travel
times. Mr. Watkins, if you please wrap it up, okay. Your time is up.
Compare travel times from the present scheduling to the proposed scheduling would be an interesting study. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kenya Zambrano, followed by Robert Montañez.
Good evening. I am a member of the Bus Drivers Union, and I am here to speak opposing all of the budget cuts because I have myself written in the 757 and the 207, and it takes the 207 is packed, fully packed. So it is crucial to keep the 757, and the 460 takes people to Hart's Ferry Farm and Disneyland, which is amusement parks that people can take transportation instead of taking the car that don't have cars. So, right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ray Taylor.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Wright. My subject is on lines 450 and 445 in the South Bay. The proposal is to eliminate the routes and use the resources toward the Silver Line. My recommendation is the following. With the 450, I would recommend that it would be cut, but the resources be merged into the Silver Line and create a 911 branch of the Silver Line to continue the nonstop limited service from Artesia Station and expand out to El Monte, because you have overloads from downtown LA to the El Monte station during the peak hours, and that's about it. As for 445, keep it, but run it only Monday through Friday, peak hours only, and run the proposed 545 during the weekday, middays, and weekday holidays only. You do have commuters from San Pedro who are going to downtown, to and from downtown, and want to do a one seat, one ride, and don't want to transfer. Basically, I blame management for rushing the Silver Line and not expanding South of Artesia Station.
If you could please wrap it up. Thank you.
It's disrespectful to the San Pedro riders who use the 445 and have to transfer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Robert, by Larry Taylor, followed by Joshua Covarrubias.
Hi, I'm a resident of East LA out here in LA County, and I like to represent the people there, as our family resided there close to 90 years. And I can't believe how the 30 and the 31 was removed from our district. And what puzzles me is the way things are going with the economy and with the gas prices. They're predicting gas will hit $5 by summer, and I predict maybe $7 or $8 due to the fact the unrest that's happening in the Middle East. And how in the heck are these people going to drop their cars, and are they just going to walk around in circles without the bus? I think you guys will make a lot of money if you guys reinstate the lines, because all the ridership that you inherit by the end of the year.
Thank you very much.
Taylor, followed by Joshua Covarrubias.
Hi, my name is Larry Taylor. I just want to weigh in for the 485. I also live in Altadena, Chairman, and I'm also a bus rider, obviously. You know, you talk about the you guys cut it because there's no ridership. Are you kidding me? I mean, it has tons of people, people that work and go to L.A. If you want to have more ridership, you cut the frequency, then it'll be, you know, it'll be as packed as it is in the valley or something like that. You know, gas is right now is almost $4 an hour. People are taking the bus because they can't put gas in their car. So you're saying they're not riding the bus? I mean, you're only going to have one bus going down Lake to feed the GO line. That's the 180. At 256, there's a partial thing, but it doesn't. It goes way in town. It takes longer. So, I mean, it's like, you know, the 687, which goes there, that goes, it doesn't run as often, and it's not that great. So it's like the 45 is almost like blood. It's always been there. So it's like, don't cut that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua Covarrubias.
Hi, my name is Joshua Covarrubias, first of all. I'm concerned about 930 and 31. Like, I'm going to ELAC currently, which is East LA College, and I get on the GO line. Only 4 to 5 people get on. What were you guys investing on? Second of all, line 30 to 31 used to take more than what it was capable of filling capacity. You guys leave all these poor young seniors struggling. They could barely even walk. Do you guys view that? No, because you guys are in cars. You guys are sitting behind a desk. These people are struggling. They get minimum wage. What are you guys getting paid? Salary? Which will be like $40 an hour? Second of all, I believe in our constitution says we have the freedom of speech. You're not letting us speak. Are you writing the constitution? Yes, you are. We're right here to point our own voice. They're right here to make a point. And you're not letting that happen? That's what she said. Shame on you. We're here to give our own voice. And then you're going to go ahead and say, your minute's done. Wait a minute.
Your time is up, sir. Thank you very much.
That's all you could say, right? That's all you could say. You should have not even a voice.
Sir, there are rules. Excuse there are you. Rules that we have to run the hearing by. Thank you for understanding.
Just in case anyone was out of the room, I know some of these people we were told had left the room, but just to be certain, I'm going to go back through the ones that we skipped over because they weren't here, just in case. Henry David Kiesing, Gloria Talbot, Eulalia Camargo, Tadonio Oliva, Vicky Miller, Maria Villegas, Maria Paz Jaén, Ronald Collins, Baldomino Garcia, Alberto Sanchez, Bonnie Stillwater, Ana Maria Rodriguez, and Enrique Velasquez. Mr. Chairman, I have no further requests to speak.
This concludes our public comment portion of the public hearing. Do any of our council members wish to provide a closing comment? No. Please go ahead. Representative Schneider.
I want to assure all of you, thank you all for coming, and I want to assure all of you that personally I am a transit consumer for all my life, and some of these changes affect me also. I think all of the council members don't like to cut service or change service, but unfortunately with the budget crisis that's affecting all transit agencies in the United States, we really have no other alternative. I really, again, appreciate you all for all your time for coming tonight. Thank you very much.
Council Member Richards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like Mr. Scheidler, I am a transit user. I do not drive. I do not own a car. I took the Orange Line and the Red Line to get down here for this hearing. I will similarly take the Red Line to local bus service to get home after this hearing. It is an unfortunate fact of life, speaking from the perspective of someone who is not only a transit user but a public transportation advocate, that decisions like these have to be made because resources are finite. We do not have a printing press in the basement of this building magically printing money to run service. And it is an unfortunate reality, and it pains me to say it when the decisions have to be made. Not everyone can be happy with service changes. We have to maximize our service to serve the most number of people with the limited resources we have. I appreciate the comments that come from the public because it does help us understand the scope and depth of those inconveniences. But I don't want anyone here to presume that everything can be saved simply because we had the public hearing. But we will take all of your comments in consideration, as will staff. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As was noted earlier, I represent the South Bay, and a number of the lines that were discussed this evening, 450X, 445, 757, and many others, are in the South Bay or travel to the South Bay. Our interest in the council is to make sure that if there are line cuts, that there are alternatives from regional ridership. This is important because we don't want to isolate anybody, and that's probably one of our first goals in evaluating any of the recommendations by Metro. I want to thank everybody for coming this evening. Your input is valuable, particularly to me. I would also remind everyone that for the South Bay, we have changed the meeting time. We normally meet on the second Friday, I believe, of every month. At 9:30 in the morning, we realize this is inconvenient to some, so we've scheduled the hearings for the South Bay affected lines for February 17th at 6 p.m. Hopefully people will get there. I'd like to recognize Mr. Wainwright, who usually comes to our meetings. Thank you for attending here. Mr. Peter Lawn and Ms. Nicole Crenshaw made some really good comments about the lines that they had talked about, so again, I thank them if they're still here. If not, hopefully they'll come to our meeting. Thank you.
All right, had it on. All right, I'm Councilmember Wright from the Westside Central. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out. I know this is a work night, and I do appreciate, I want to thank everyone in the audience for being respectful to each other and respectful to one another to get their voices heard, so I do appreciate that. If we also have other meetings, in particular the Westside Central meeting will be on February 9th at the La Cienega Tennis Center in Beverly Hills, so please come to that for more public comment regarding to the proposals that were brought. In addition, I want to apologize to some members of the audience simply because I was coughing back there off and on. I think I may be coming down with a cold, so I do want to apologize for coughing. If I was coughing during your public comment, I just want to at least make that very clear. And I was drinking water at the same time just so I won't cough as much. So I do apologize for all that. Thank you again for your attendance, and we do appreciate and value each one of those comments. That's why some of us are, or at least all of us, are jotting down notes. So if you do appear we're not paying attention to you, we do apologize, but we are jotting down notes as you're speaking so we can get the value of what you're saying and take that into account when we make our decision. So I do want to thank you again for your attendance.
I would just like to thank everyone for coming down once again to offer my apologies for misunderstanding the guidelines that were set up by Metro staff with lines 30 and 31. I want you to know that the rules that are set up really are made to make sure that no one leaves. We had 13 people leave today. We took the comment of roughly 80 others. I'm sorry that we lost the voices of those 13 people. If you're concerned about having your voice be heard, once again, we have the other Governance Council meetings. You can also submit your comments through email and through, you can submit written comments also. But once again, thank you for coming down. And, you know, I actually am from East LA. I understand the 30 and 31, and I offer my apologies once again for my misunderstanding on the agreement that you guys had with Metro staff. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, as there are no further comments, I would like to thank everyone for coming tonight. All of your comments regarding the proposed service changes will be discussed and considered by each service council at our March meeting. Public hearing is adjourned. Thank you very much.
I know.
Because people do not want to ride the train downtown. They want to ride the bus.
I know. That was a stupid mistake. I'm
here. On a Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
But I'm serious for it. I'm serious about it.
Ah.
Just singing. Go to home. I have to take a train, of course, and my train doesn't.
It's really better than when the parents
are off. No, that's Helmer's.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want any coffee or anything like that?